We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think Calvin will do nothing but get better. The more he works with Matt, the more he gains Matt's trust. And, you know, I think there's some little things that Cal can work on that will really, really help him elevate. I mean, I think he's always been able to beat his man, so to speak, just by pure speed and athleticism. And I think as he gets a little bit more consistent in his route running and understanding what his landmarks are, his depths of his routes are, I think it's gonna, you're gonna see a jump in his game.
Yeah, and I think all that is fair. I also think Calvin Ridley is really talented, and he'll be in his third year in the NFL and his second year in this specific offense with Dirk Cutter. And he's got Julio Jones on the other side. So I think everyone who's predicting that Calvin Ridley could and should have a monster third season is right. I expect Calvin Ridley to have a monster season this season. He should.
Yeah, I mean, Calvin can ball, man. And a lot of the things that Dirk was talking about is the growth of what a young receiver goes through, man. Mm-hmm. Because you do. I mean, I was guilty of that. I mean, I did rely highly on my athletic ability when I was in early on in my career. I was faster. I was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what you can
still do.
You didn't really practice the nuances of being a route runner. I wasn't the best route runner my first year in the league, but I knew how to get open. And that was what the whole idea was, get open. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you learn different things. And Calvin's biggest thing that I feel like he's going to have to learn is he's going to have to learn to be in multiple positions on the field. Mm. I think that when you lose a guy like a Mohamed Sanu that can play in that slot like there, Julio can do it, but you want to see Calvin really be able to move inside and outside. And I think that's something that they're going to focus on this year with him.
How much will having Hayden Hurst in the offense help, too? I mean, I know Austin Hooper has been a big factor in the passing game, but you know, the more weapons Matt Ryan has, we talked about it early on in quarantine, Randy. Remember when this all first started? By the way, today is the 3-month anniversary of sports being done in the United States. It was 3 months ago, Andy, when Rudy Gobert got the COVID.
Andy.
Yeah, well,
thanks,
I'll just let
Andy.
People know. Whatever, man. We're just letting people know stuff. It's okay. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Remember when we first started all of this and we would go back and watch old games, Atlanta Sports Cold Cases?
Oh, I think you did. You.
Yeah, I did it. But yeah. It was fun. It was a fun idea back in March when this all started, and we thought it would only take a couple weeks. But one of the things that we noticed when we went back and watched that NFC Championship game win over Green Bay in 2016 was how good Matt Ryan was at distributing the football to everybody. Everybody got the ball thrown their way that season. And a lot of that had to do with the time that he had in the pocket because he could go through different progressions. But a lot of it had to do with just the comfortability that Matt Ryan had. He had 13 different receivers catch touchdowns that year. I think that if this offense is going to get back to being, I know Matt Ryan said when we asked him, the key to the offense being better this year is scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. But I think the key to scoring touchdowns in the red zone is not only having to throw the ball to Julio or only having to throw the ball to one or two guys. Is if you have all your options available, it gives you a much better chance of doing that. So to me, that's a huge key for them on offense this year is Matt Ryan getting everyone involved, and Calvin Ridley is a part of that.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing, man. And the one thing about this offense is that they only have one player that you have to force the ball to. That's Julio. You got to get Julio the damn football. You know what I'm saying? But all the other guys, and that's the benefit of having a Julio Jones, because that does give you favorable matchups. That gives you the one-on-one matchup. You mean tell me? I mean, I don't want to know. I don't know what Austin Hooper's numbers would have looked like if Julio wasn't on the field. Mm-hmm. And that was always the thing, is that they wanted you. I mean, you catch the ball because they want you to catch it. because we got to worry about number 11, because number 11 can break the game wide open at any point. So you got to give up something on defense, and they know that. Now with you add a Hayden Hurst in there, along with Calvin Ridley, you got something right now. And Todd Gurley is going to definitely be a big time addition in the passing game.